And here's our South Florida Arts Beat Entertainment Calendar. And we welcome back today Ms. Jody Horn-Leshinsky, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. Jody, how are you doing these days?
I am doing great and looking forward to this Memorial Day weekend.
Right, right. Lots going on in Broward County.
There is a lot going on. In fact, we want to do a shout out to the four finalists that are in Broward County who were named among the 75 finalists for the Night Arts Challenge. Mm. And just quickly, the Knight Foundation supports ideas that promote quality journalism and advanced media innovation, engaging the communities and fostering the arts. And they believe that democracy thrives when people and communities are informed and engaged.
Amen.
And the four Broward finalists are Fat Village Art District, the Jason Taylor Foundation, Miami City Ballet, who happens to be a regional organization, that's why I mentioned them, mm-hmm. and we fund them up here, and Classical South Florida. So we're so excited for these four finalists, and hopefully they will further and be funded. We'll find out soon.
We will.
Broward Cultural Division invites you to take a culture crawl, and this is a brand new online service, one of the free services offered by Broward County. And it was created on a GIS mapping platform, and it's a listing of arts venues, all of which offer a wide variety of cultural arts programming, but they're all located in with Broward County. So this culture crawl provides quick and easy access to the venue's address. You can see what the venue looks like, and then you can click on the venue's website link to get more information. And the tour is also designed for use on smartphones, tablets, and computers, so you can access it anywhere. And when you're planning to attend a cultural arts event, it gives you quick and easy access. So, Ed, did you know that in the state of Florida, there's a wide variety of specialty license plates to choose from?
Yes, I did, but I bet it's extensive.
It is extensive. And when you purchase a specialty license plate, you're not only showing your support, but you're also making a financial contribution to your favorite cause. And the State of the Arts license plate was first introduced in 1995, and Broward Cultural Division has not only been number one in sales of the license plate for the entire state, but has also received more than $1.3 million. And these funds are earmarked for arts programming. So my question to your listeners, are you driving for the arts?
Something to think about.
Something to think about. If you purchase a state-of-the-art vanity license plate, $20 is returned back to Broward Cultural Division, and your $20 is tax deductible.
Hmm.
So this weekend, there's so much to do, so let me quickly go through these events for you. This is the last weekend to experience Beating the Heat, Surviving Summer in South Florida, and it's presented by the Fort Lauderdale Historical Society in the New River Inn. The exhibit features the variety of ways our pioneers cooled off, from architecture to undergarments. One way in particular will be a prominent part of the display are the cement window grates. And this was designed by Francis Abreu, a Fort Lauderdale's most prominent architect of the 1920s. Very interesting. So with the support of the BBX Capital Foundation and Nova Southeastern University, Artists for Conservation established a new world-class art exhibit, an international cultural event in Fort Lauderdale through June 16th. And it features a selection of artwork by artists from the Marine Explorers Program. This inaugural event, hosted at the Alvin Sherman Library at NSU, features sampling of art and environmental education programming for youth and adults, lectures and films, and they have plans for a full-scale event in 2015. This Sunday at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts is the Israeli Dance Festival 18th Annual Festival Yahad. More than 500 dancers from local and international companies will perform to Israeli folk dance music, complete with colorful costumes, amazing scenery, and spectacular lighting effects. Since this year's festival is in its 18th year, the theme is Chai, which in Hebrew means life, and is represented by the number 18. Each dance is choreographed to portray a different moment and milestone in Jewish lives. Super Saturated is an art exhibition dripping with color and sensory stimuli located at Young at Art Museum now through June 15th. Super Saturated features works by world-renowned and locally acclaimed contemporary artists including Kenny Scharf, Federico Urbe, Alex Tremino, Caterina Federici. There's so many more. The Baca Movie Lounge series celebrates the spirit of Baca itself with an eclectic mix of films focusing on art, artists, musicians, cinema history, substance, and style, along with complimentary wine, conversation about film, and a film screening at 8 p.m. Tonight's film is Brazil, about a bureaucrat in a retro-future world who tries to correct an administrative error, and he becomes an enemy of the state. The film is directed by Monty Python alum Terry Gilliam.
That's a great film.
Baca stands for Bailey Contemporary Arts and is located in Pompano Beach right off of I-95 and Atlantic in the historic Hotel Bailey. The South Florida Chamber Ensemble's Program 6, Generation to Generation, takes place on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Emma Lou Olson Center. On Saturdays through May 31st, the Bueller Planetarium and Observatory presents the Solar System Odyssey. The program is a character-driven adventure set in the future in a time when humans have depleted the resources of their home planet. Now through September 2nd, the Museum of Discovery and Science presents Goosebumps, the Science of Fear. This exhibit allows guests to experience fear in a safe environment and discover the science behind their physical and emotional responses. If you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com. Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
And a big thanks to Ms. Jody Horn-Leshinsky, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division, for all of that super information. And there's much more to find out on the website. Jody, thank you.
Thank you, Ed, and happy weekend to you.
Let me also mention the Art and Culture Center of Hollywood's 17th annual Cuisine for Art takes place this coming Thursday, May 29th, featuring elected government officials and community leaders serving as celebrity waiters. The March of Celebrity Waiters will be followed by a three-course meal, musical entertainment, a live auction, and the presentation of this year's honoree, Yours Truly. And I want to say thank you wholeheartedly to Joy Satterley and her great staff at the Art and Culture Center of Hollywood, Charmaine, Jane, Alesh, and everybody up there. They're doing a marvelous job, and this is quite a wonderful honor. There'll be a special musical performance by 13-year-old singing sensation Julia Dale, the Miami Heat's Good Luck Charm, and classically trained electric violinist Randy Fischenfeld will also be performing. So for more info, go to artandculturecenter.org or call 954-921-3274. It takes place at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino next Thursday. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. Tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Norman Van Aken, and Jody Horn-Leshinsky. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. Fax us your event information if you like to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, we'll feature Memorial Day specials all throughout the afternoon. And thank you so much to all the veterans in our listening audience for your wonderful contributions and sacrifices. That will be Monday afternoon. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.